Hello, and welcome to Quick Bites from Chase Commercial Online. I'm Andrew Iasi. Commercial card solutions have grown both in use and in the number of product offerings. Many vendors and suppliers accept credit cards, and organizations view paying with a card as simple and convenient. When assessing your card program, it is helpful to understand your card options and best practices when selecting the best program for your organization. Purchasing cards, or P-cards, often replace paper checks when making payments to card-accepting vendors. P-cards can help increase spend to grow rebate potential, take advantage of float and/or early pay discounts, and greatly improve spend monitoring. If specifically monitoring employee travel and entertainment expenses is a priority, a T&E card may be a good solution. T&E cards help you obtain and integrate better spend data, help maintain travel policies, and improve efficiency. Additionally, T&E cards are convenient for employee travelers. Commercial One cards can provide a streamlined card program and may help relieve the burden of managing multiple card programs. A one-card program provides robust reporting and allows for increased transaction visibility and control. A one-card with a web-based solution may allow for integration of card spending into your existing accounting system. Debit, rebate, and incentive cards can provide you with payroll and incentive solutions for employees or customers. If an employee does not have a checking account, a reloadable debit card may be used to decrease the risk associated with a paper check. Rebate cards may be used in conjunction with customer promotions, incentives, or loyalty programs, and likewise, incentive cards may be used to reward employees. In addition to a card program, there are benefits to a supplier who accepts cards. Collecting receivables by means of a card payment can reduce the number of days sales outstanding. As you evaluate your card program, it is helpful to keep best practices in mind. Consider both your current and future needs, and make sure your program is scalable. Look to having customized spending amounts based on your cardholder needs. Additionally, determine if you need your program to provide flexible spending limits for future control. Evaluate your data and reporting needs. Make sure your program provides you with a sufficient amount of reporting data. Consider electronic upload software and other tools you use to maintain your financial data and reporting. If you have additional users, make sure the card program provides them with ways to reconcile their transactions and, if necessary, submit to their manager for approval. Finally, reach out to your vendors to see if they provide discounts or incentives for card payments. To learn more about card programs and card processing, contact your banker or relationship manager. Thank you for listening to this installment of Quick Bites. To listen to other short audio programs, visit chase.com/quickbites.